The Evolve Network is now live at evolvenetwork.tv. Subscribe for meal plans, recipes, cooking shows, and our very own The Magic Pill and The Magic Plant, as well as access to my favourite documentaries. The Evolve Network is also home to our full library of podcasts, with new release podcasts airing first and in full on the channel. You can also watch selected vodcasts in a video format. Meanwhile, enjoy this highlight of our podcast and head over to evolvenetwork.tv for the full Evolve podcast experience. The Evolve with Pete Evans podcast is a conversation about my favourite ingredients for a healthy human experience. We take an informed look at topics that include nutritional and emotional well-being, as well as expanded consciousness. I love exploring the topics that are not traditionally taught at school and take a deep dive into them with my special guests. I invite you to sit back and come along for the ride with an open mind and heart, and please share with your family and friends, as these podcasts may just be the seed from which many things will flourish from. Cheers. We've been using Waters Co. water filters for the last 10 years, and I wholeheartedly trust my family's health with them. Waters Co., established 1977, have personal and domestic water filters, which turns your ordinary tap water into great-tasting, alkaline, ionized mineral water, which removes up to 99.9% of fluoride, heavy metals, chemicals, and bacteria, so you can love your tap water again. The Bio 1000 is the latest edition of the BMP 1000 model and the culmination of over 40 years of experience and research into water filtration by some of the world's leading scientists. Waters Co. was first to market with natural gravity-fed systems, creating alkaline water way back in 1984, and have continued to lead the market in research and development, setting the benchmark for all other brands to follow. Please go to my webpage, PeteEvans.com, to learn more and to receive your special discount from my link on the products page. You're going to love it.
Amy, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. How are you, sister?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today.
I'm so excited about this conversation because over the last few years, we've been through it. We're in it.
Yes.
Maybe come out of it, I don't know. And and one of the big questions I've had is, and so many others have had, is what's being done about it? What is being done about, I don't even know how to put it into words. I don't even know how to sum up the last few years. I don't even know if there is a word if there's a phrase or if there's, I don't know. Maybe I'll ask you that. How would you sum up the last few years?
Oh, I mean, gosh, I've been through so many different mental phases of it. And perhaps to give you a little bit of my background and how I ended up where I am right now before I just jump right in. So I am a mom and I have a daughter who was going through high school while all the COVID craziness was going on. And I, as many parents felt, did not like what was going on at all. And I went rounds with the principal and the school board and our local public health agency and just kept feeling like I was getting nowhere with them in making changes that I thought were reasonable. And there were a lot of other parents working with me, of course. So anyway, I have been a War Room fan and was watching that one day when they put out the call for volunteers for this Daily Clout project. And I said, I'm going to do that. I feel passionate about that. I'm going to sign up. So I signed up and I got contacted a couple of days later by Craig Klein, who's our chief revenue officer. And he asked me, when I signed up, I didn't have like the doctor or nurse or any of that background. So I just filled out the other field and put project management and business process improvement because that's my background. And I put that in. He contacted me. He's like, what would you think about managing this project with these 3,000 volunteers? And I just felt so passionately about what was being worked on that it was truly historical. I said, I'm going to go for it. And so that's how I ended up working for Daily Clout. So back to your question, how would I summarize the past few years? I think I was in shock at first at the things I saw happening. And now when I look back on it, I really view it as attempted tyranny and an assault on our freedoms. And I feel like it's very greed driven, and that humanity and the well-being of humanity has been truly brushed aside for the first time. And that the first time, you know, on such a gigantic scale, clearly it's happened in other instances like the Holocaust and so forth. And so now we're at the point where some of the truth is coming out about what's been going on. And I feel like we are in an information war, really, about getting the truth out. And to me, it seems almost like a spiritual war between good and bad forces that are working.
It certainly does. All of that that you said.
Yes.
I think a lot of people that will be listening or watching this have been through the same situation. A lot of parents, a lot of people that have had to leave their jobs.
Yes.
They felt like it wasn't part of their journey to be forcefully or coerced into taking a medical product. Yeah. And that in itself, I mean, it feels strange saying a medical product because medicine is meant to make us better. It's meant to help us. It's meant to heal. It's meant to, it's meant to be proactive in that sense. And you mentioned a couple of things here that perhaps the listeners or viewers aren't up to speed with, which is the Daily Clout and the War Room. So you said the War Room first, and for anybody that doesn't know what the War Room is, would you like to explain what that is, how long it's been going for roughly, and the power that channel or podcast or program has?
It's all of those things. And yes, it is a show that it does have a TV presence as well as a podcast presence. It's run by or started and run by Steve Bannon. He has a crew that supports it as well. And it has an amazing international reach. And I think what is so powerful about that show is that it's very action oriented. One of the things he always says is there's no whining or crying, no tears in the war room. And that's because he means, you know, get over that and move forward and take action to make things better and make the changes that you want to see. So I believe the URL for it is warroom.org. And it's a very powerful show. And I highly recommend that everyone check it out. It has, to me, it's extremely positive.
And one thing that I like about Steve and the War Room is that he gets a wide variety of guests talking about many different topics, you know, which is what a great TV or educational program is, as well as a podcast. And, you know, it always is, I'm always quite, I don't want to say surprised, but it gives me a good feeling when I see the types of people that he brings on to have a chat.
Yes. And he's so open to talking with just about anyone on, like you said, a huge variety of topics. I always come away better informed when I'm able to watch it.
And the Daily Clout, let's just give an overview of what that is and how you're a part of this.
Okay. You can access Daily Clout at dailyclout.io. It is a civic tech company, is how it started. And Naomi Wolf, who is an author and a journalist that many people may be familiar with. If not, you can look her up, and she's written tons of bestsellers and all kinds of other things. It's a great Substack called Outspoken, if anyone wants to check that out. So she's the CEO. And I got involved, like I said, because she was on War Room when they were talking about the Pfizer documents being released by the Food and Drug Administration here in the U.S. And I believe Steve asked her if she would be willing to head up a project if volunteers were willing to volunteer, volunteers would volunteer to go through the documents and analyze what was coming out. And she accepted that challenge. It was not at all what her company was designed around. And she got a gigantic response. We've had about 3,500 people sign up to participate.
It's so good. And that brings me back to the original question when I started this is so many people are looking for the answer of what, pretty much the answer of what can be done, what is being done. Will the last few years just be swept under the rug, so to speak? And we're at that point now where I mean, this is where I get a little unstuck. Like in this country, Australia, 80%, give or take, apparently have had two vaccines. And part of it is like, was that the agenda all along, just to get a certain percentage of the population, global population, to have this? And then because things seem to have dissipated in this country, no masks, no social distancing, no real cry anymore, coercion to get this vaccine. So then part of it is like, well, what was that about? That's my biggest question. What was that about? Why did they need to really push this vaccine so hard across so many countries? And we're seeing a lot of adverse reactions, not in everybody, from what I understand, and not straight away. So then what's happening in the world? Who is going to perhaps hold these companies or people or industries accountable for what's happening? And is it at all possible to hold these people accountable? And do they need to be held accountable?
Oh, lots of questions there. Yes, I absolutely believe they need to be held accountable. As far as what it was about, I mean, we could theorize all day long. One of the things that always comes to mind when I think about that is I believe they wanted to see how compliant the population, the world population, would be. It seems clearly coordinated to me because the messaging was so similar across the entire, at least the entire westernized world, that there was an agenda behind it. And they learned that people were willing to be quite compliant, especially if you ratcheted down on activities they could or couldn't participate in doing if they were not willing to get vaccinated. So there's that. And I can't remember what you asked me right after that, if you could go back to that.
Yeah, sure. One was, why do you think it was happening? And to be compliant certainly makes sense. But then to what end? Why would that be an experiment or a test? Because if that was just the experiment or the test, it's like, fuck, what's coming? Or, because again, what was the purpose of this? So that was my first question. And then the second question is, what is being done? And should these people, can they be held accountable? Why should they be held accountable?
Yes. As far as the purpose, I mean, for looking at it from an American perspective, at least, our government and the people who are in the government, as well as, I'd say, government-aligned agencies, for example, the CDC, are so in bed with Big Pharma. And I think there is massive greed driving what's going on. And many people and entities have become very wealthy off of this rollout of the vaccine. And this opened the door for the opportunity for other such products to come out. And one example I will give of that is Pfizer currently has a flu vaccine, an mRNA flu vaccine, different than the one that we've all heard of before, in phase 3 trials now. And it very much looks like it will get approved. And so when that comes out, I believe that they are likely to get rid of the traditional vaccine, and they'll have this new product out, which they'll be able to make even more money off of because it's proprietary. It hasn't been made generic yet. So I think greed is somewhat of a driver. As far as holding companies and governments and all of those things accountable.
I really hope you enjoyed the first half of this podcast. If you'd like to listen to the rest, please visit evolvenetwork.tv. That's evolvenetwork.tv. We'll see you there.
The information, views, and opinions expressed in this podcast should not be treated as a substitute for nutritional, medical, or other advice by a qualified professional. Guests in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. Nothing in this podcast should be used to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical condition. Neither Pete Evans nor any sponsor endorse any views, opinions, or conclusions expressed or shared in this podcast.